The study is the first to calculate the global balance of carbon dioxide, methane, and nitrous oxide. It looked at only biogenic greenhouse gases, which come from plants, animals, and microbes. Deborah Huntsinger of Northern Arizona University is a co-author.
For the past few decades, the land surface has been acting as a net sink of carbon dioxide from the atmosphere, so in a sense it's mitigating the influence of human actions. But what we found with the study is that when you also consider biogenic sources of methane and nitrous oxide, that the terrestrial biosphere is a contributor to climate change.
The study found these biogenic emissions have risen since the Industrial Revolution due to agriculture, sewage, landfills, and other human activities. As a result, Huntsinger says, ecosystems contribute to climate change instead of slowing it down. Southern Asia is the largest contributor of these gases, likely because of fertilizer on crop fields. I'm Melissa Siviny in Flagstaff.